From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of your Mistresses of Mayhem. You guys just got done listening to some Iron Swarm. Iron Swarm's out of Billings. Those guys are pretty awesome. They've got an upcoming show coming, well, in a little while. It's in July, the end of July, at the Rail Yard. For more information, of course, check their page.
Mistress Oisey saying, welcome to the show.
Let's see if you guys could see it. Mistress Oisey totally had that entire mic set up between her boobs the entire conversation.
I did.
It was awesome. Her boobs were holding up the mic. I just got to put that out there. And this is Mr. Sansi saying, let the little things amuse you in life.
Right?
It's like, if I get a shiny penny, it makes me happy. Getting shiny money makes me happier than getting dingy money. I don't know why. You can get like 20 cents and change, you know, or 29 cents. But if your pennies are shiny, it makes it better for somehow. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Right?
It's okay. It can be just me. I'll steal all the shiny pennies. And I will have $3.
I always like those floor pennies. You know, the floor is made out of pennies.
See, I could totally imagine getting that done. I could not imagine doing it myself.
Yeah, that's a lot of patience that
like,
I don't
even
have.
Even like the tables that are made out of them, I'm like, that seems like a lot of work.
Because I would just eventually just start throwing them. Okay. Throw a pile over there. Why is there a whole bunch right here? I'm like, well, that's when I got bored.
Yeah, this is a section that's all organized and pretty.
Pretty, the first
this
hour.
This is a section called, fuck this, I'm tired of this, and I wanted to put it together and be done with it.
Okay, this has been a 6-hour project that is now day 6.
This is why the mistresses don't do a lot of arts and crafts. True. Unless it's a penis. We can make arts and crafts with like penis designs forever.
Oh, yeah.
Give us Play-Doh.
Or boobs.
Know. Or boobs, yeah.
We're good at that sort
make
of stuff.
Make it dirty, and the mistresses can make probably, you know, make that kind of art project.
But. A treat.
They don't do a lot of art classes where you're supposed to paint naked people as much as they used to. I don't know if that class still exists. Can I paint naked people? Without going,
they have like to be mature. Question.
I'm sure those classes exist, but can I be an adult and do that? Without looking at a waist like, doot, 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 boop.
Cool.
Right?
All right. So we had some music from Iron Swarm out of Billings. Love them. Thank you. In Sanitarium, a live version of that. Awesome, awesome band. Definitely check them out and their upcoming show in July. For more information, you can visit Iron Swarm's Facebook page and or Montana Metal's Facebook page for all upcoming shows. We're going to head over to the Butte, Montana area, play some Copper Venna with their song, My Final Offer.
We love our Butte bands.
Whoop, whoop.
There's just something about them. They've only been together just a few months, but we're hoping that they will stay together, stay strong. They're in that newlywed stage, you know. So that's the best time to see a band, right?
Right.
And they still all love each other. Not that most bands don't love each other, but some bands love each other less than others.
Yeah. All right, this is some Copper Venna on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Oh, Hey, this is Johnny Angus from the Farthest Edge, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. Fuck yeah.
Thank you. This is Will Summers from Wolves Among Ruin, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
Some Rough Edges by Seventh Passing. Those guys are at a Deer Lodge. Got Sarah, Roger, Mike, Eric, and Dr. Dick Michaels on the keyboards.
Sorry.
You can find more information about all those members on Reverse Nation or, of course, on Facebook.
Got upcoming shows on July 11th, Westfield Massacre and Desolate the Few at the Rail Yard. Westfield Massacre is a metal supergroup comprised of members from Snot, Otep, Divine Heresy, Metal Church, and Lizzie Borden. So definitely.
She reaches for her phone and turns off the volume.
I'm like, oh shit, I did just have my phone up. I did. I was. DJ's gonna be like,
well, that's okay. Mistakes happen. They do. You guys know it does.
We love and adore Seventh Passing, so definitely check out more of their awesome, awesome rock metal tunage.
Gonna head over to the Whitefish area of Montana. I love this area so much. This is where I want to live in Montana. They have awesome scenery, awesome lakes, and fruits and vegetables. It's an amazing part of the state, and they have awesome metal. Uncommon Evolution with their song Chop and Block. They're just fantastic. They're on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and Twitter. Don't forget to get your copy of Uncommon Evolution's brand new EP, CD. It's going to be Junkyard Jesus is the title of that awesomeness. It's going to be available for purchase on June 30th. Remember, you can get pre-orders at Uncommon Evolution's Facebook page. There's a link there for you to do that. I'm looking very, very much to, looking forward very, very much to fucking Jack. sorry. We're very much anticipating the release of Junkyard Jesus by Uncommon Evolution. So right now, here's some Chop and Block on Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Throwing up your last rites. We're 16 Penny. You're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem, and you've been nailed.
This is JJ from Universal Choke Sign, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was some Beneath the Kraken with their song, The Great Masquerade. Those guys are out of Bozeman. Got Kyle, Gabe, Money, and Bus. They have been together since 2009. Of course, you got their fans, Crackheads. And lots of their songs are available on Facebook, on Reverb Nation. Upcoming shows to look forward to. June 2nd, there is going to be a concert at Monk's Bar in Missoula, Montana at 9 p.m. You got Swamp Ritual, Wizard, and Cannon. So that's definitely a show if you're looking for something to do towards the end of June. Definitely some place to check out, hang out.
We have other awesome upcoming shows. Enrapture, Shores of Leanne, Wooden at the Rail Yard on July 22nd. That show's happening over in Billings, Montana at the Rail Yard. Definitely check out Facebook's Montana Metal page and get out and support your local metal scene. Awesome, awesome band, Sound Beasts out of Butte, Montana. Love our Butte show bands. The song's going to be Heathen. We've got John, Bill, Christopher, and Tony. They mix very well with whatever bands they're playing with. They're very versatile, I guess the word.
And they're not exactly what you picture when you see them. I mean,
but that's like good groove, like.
But yeah, they're rock and metal. It's just on.
Yeah.
And you just can't help but sway along with the music.
Yes, true.
And awesome. That's an awesome thing about them. If you guys want to check out more about Sound Beast, check out their Facebook page. Hunt them down, stalk them. I don't recommend, like, you know, it's just a good time of year to stalk people. It's warm. You won't freeze to death.
And we're not, like, saying, like, the creepy stalk, but we're, like the super supportive.
You know, I mean, like, the nice, I have a towel for you. Stalk, you know. Like, hey, I got you a beer after the show stalk. Not, like, yeah. You know, hey, would you like a towel after your shower stalk? Like,
how did you get in here?
Not that. Apparently, they frown on that. I mean, not that I have ever done that to a band member.
Yet. Or got caught.
There is some of my thought about it.
Yeah.
Sneaking in. Like, I will hand you a towel. I'm not going to do anything weird to you. I just want to hand you a towel while you're naked.
Right?
Is that so much to ask?
Let me have a moment with you.
Let me have a moment. Let's have a special time. Auntie and you time. None of them have volunteered.
Sad.
Those, all the bands we've met, none of them have had any bad times when they've, you know, had their moments with the mistresses.
They still talk to us.
And most of them actually, you know, wish they would have recorded half the events they had with us. Like, we didn't embarrass you. It was fun times.
Good times.
Shenanigans were had by all.
Yep. All right. Make sure you check out Sound Beast's first EP, Bite of the Beast. Good tunes. Right now, Heathen by Sound Beast on Montana Metal.
This is Wade Porter Roper, Walking Corpse Syndrome. We're going to slay your face soon. Be there. Listen to the Mistress of the Mayhem for life.
You guys just got done listening to some 16 Penny with their song Dead Chicks Don't Say No. We love 16 Penny. Every time we've seen them, they have been beyond awesome. They recently just did their Riverside Rock Fest and have posted pictures of those. That was back in February. Jess and those guys are out doing their own thing. I know she's been busy trying to figure out moving and all that fun stuff. I love watching Jess's Facebook page. She is such an uplifting and happy person that no matter what seems to be going on, she seems like she always has a happy spin to it.
True, true. And we wish her the best in her adventures. And she'll be back in August. She's going to be coming back to host Rockin' the Rivers again, which will be lots and lots of fun.
I've yet to make it to a Rockin' the Rivers. I need to.
You need to. It's fun. It's like not like Ozfest fun because like people are, it's a different.
It's a lot more alcohol consumed.
No. There should be, but.
There should be. I don't know. Everybody keeps telling me
it's a different generation of people than we're used to. It's not metalheads. It's kind of awkward. So you do need to drink a lot. Metalheads,
because there's a lot of different age groups. That's the nice thing I love about going to a metal concert is you have anywhere from the really, really old people all the way down to the young ones. I mean, how many of them, the concerts I've been to, I know like Slipknot over in Utah, there were babies, like infants, like couldn't be any more than a month old at the concert. Little earbuds and like, you know, headphones on them so they weren't, you know, being hurt. All the way up to, I want to say, the old lady doing shots at the, you know, offering me a shot of her flask was like in her 90s. And I'm like, I love the fact that she snuck it in. She snuck in a flask and she's like 90. And I'm like, I want to be that lady when I get to 90. You know, don't ask me where this flask showed up, sweetie. Nobody pats grandma down. I'm like, come on, just think of all the things you can hide when you're an old person, right? I plan on hiding lots of stuff in my fake bras. Not that I girl, hide stuff now. I would never bring anything illegal into any concert or anything like that. That'd be and get wrong. Caught. I never get caught.
Right.
That's the important part.
All right. So we definitely want to make sure you guys are going to check out Rockin' the Rivers. That's happening August 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's a huge music festival over at the Bridge in Three Forks, Montana. You really can't miss it. Once you get in that area, just follow the road. Let's see. Slaughter's going to be there. And Nonpoint, Tantric, Boba Flex. Of course, Montana metal band, Stranded by Choice. And 2 Foot Titan. Love them both. So get out there, support them. Jessica from 16 Penny will be hosting that awesome event.
Awesome.
You guys want to make sure you tune in next week and listen to music from Loinhammer, Brad Craig, and At Home in Hell. Hopefully everybody's got to see At Home in Hell's awesome video, political video. They discussed politics. Mostly it was that toilet paper should be 4-ply.
I believe it's a requirement that at least be 2-ply. I understand not wanting to pay the extra money for 3-ply.
But you seem like you use more.
I don't know. I mean, if anybody who's used toilet paper and had it rip.
Sucks.
After you have that effect once where you feel your own poo.
You don't want to do it
you,
again.
You never want to do it again. And then you overfill the toilet the next time. So make the toilet paper decent.
Right.
I'm completely with those guys. I mean, yep. Come on. 2-ply. The very minimum, people.
Right.
Or I'm with them. I think when the mistresses travel, we should require 3-ply toilet paper to be installed in our toilet and our, you know, in our rooms. Just ours, nobody else's. Screw you guys.
Call the hotel.
Your ass does not need to be and is not to be awesome.
What if you do that for a requirement for a hotel just in general? And they call up and be like, I require the following in my room.
I want M&Ms, all green. Yeah. This is why the mistress is.
There's a tip involved if this is in my room.
It's, especially if it's correct.
Right.
Like, Johnny, you make sure this is in my room, and I will make sure there's the next $5 bill sitting there for you.
Right? Because I've seen that where they've, yeah, and we're not saying, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying to be completely obnoxious. No. But
some guy who wanted, oh, God, I can't remember what it was. It was like Kirk Cameron or something, and it was in his room when he got there. There was pictures. It was funny. I'll have to figure out which one that was.
So you've done that with Manson.
I have.
I'd like Manson under my tree.
And I got
Manson. DJ's son got her Manson under her tree.
It was a giant poster of Manson. It was awesome.
See? Dreams come true.
All right, we're to close out this week's episode of Montana Metal with some Nequiter. Mr. Oisey saying thank you very much for tuning in. Hopefully you get out and support your Montana Metal local scene.
And this is Mr. Zancy saying, no matter the weather, go out, enjoy it. Because, well, you can. No other reason. I don't care if it's raining or snowing or whether it's 90 degrees. Go enjoy your day. You only live once. And be nice to people. But I don't have to do that because I don't want to be nice to people. People suck.
I get paid to be nice at work.
I get paid at work to be nice to people. That's why when I'm out of not in uniform, I'm like, fuck you, go away.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Fuck you very much. all right. We're going to end this episode with some Neckwitter. The song is Three. Out of Bozeman, Montana. They are dark, dark metal band. They have several songs available for free. And you can find merch as well on their social media sites. You can check out Reverb Nation and Bandcamp and Facebook. We want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week and making sure that our glasses are not empty. And of course, Sean for letting us play on his awesome radio station, mtradio.net. Be sure to check out that awesome station for more fabulousness. All right, this is Neckwitter on Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.